Blog Talk Radio.
Here it comes from the Blog Talk Radio studios in cyberspace.
Good evening and welcome to the North American Wrestling Connection Breaking News Update. I am Robert Q. Seidelman. Breaking news tonight, as today we have found out that former WWE champion Jeff Hardy has been arrested in Moore County in North Carolina on charges of trafficking in controlled prescription pills and possession of anabolic steroids. Hardy, 32, of delete, was arrested after a search of his residence yielded 262 Vicodin prescription pills, 180 Soma prescription pills, 555 milliliters of anabolic steroids, a residual amount of powder cocaine, and items of drug paraphernalia, according to a Moore County press release. A joint investigation conducted by officers with the Moore County Sheriff's Office, Narcotics and Select Enforcement Units, and the Fayetteville Police Department led to the arrest. Vicodin and anabolic steroids are Schedule III substances, while Soma is a non-controlled prescription pill. Hardy was charged with felony trafficking in opium, two counts of felony possession with intent to sell or deliver a Schedule III controlled substance, felony maintaining a dwelling to keep controlled substance, felony possession of cocaine, and misdemeanor possession of drug paraphernalia. His bail was set at $125,000. Later on in the day, Matt Hardy paid the $125,000 on Jeff's behalf, of course, to get him out. For further details on this, we turn it to a reporter in the field, Nikki Heyman. Nikki?
Well, it's gotten kind of wacky. The reports are coming in conflicting because Jeff Hardy is trying to do some damage control, or somebody's got a hold of his Twitter trying to do damage control. Let's see, since what they just gave me is exactly the same thing that you have. I am caught flat-footed because I was only given so much. The arrest broke this afternoon and has pretty much sent the internet into a tizzy.
Exactly.
Yeah, we're two weeks out from Jeff Hardy's departure from the WWE. I don't think that's long enough for it not to reverberate back into Vince's backyard. Jeff Hardy had enough crap in there, whether he was using it just for himself or was going to pass it around to some of his buddies, that somebody's going to knock on Dr. Black's door and say, "What the hell are you doing? Didn't you notice all of this?" The backlash could fall into the laps of a few of our other Omega crew. Matt Hardy could be in a little bit of trouble here. Shane Helms could be in a little bit of trouble here. Shannon Moore, who is off the WWE radar, might just lost the chance of coming back a third time. Now, again, innocent until proven guilty. But remember, this is Jeff's close circle. And whether he was caught alone or whether, you know, somebody, one of the guys was with him, it's too soon to say. There was still a lot that we need to know.
And I have the latest comments from one Jim Ross on his blog tonight. Quote, "The news of Jeff Hardy's apparent arrest on drug charges is disturbing. I have spoken to no one about this matter and only knows what info that I have read was distributed by the police in North Carolina. I hope that there is better news on this matter forthcoming from Jeff or his attorney. Hopefully Jeff has retained sufficient counsel to help him address these issues. I know that Jeff Hardy is a good young man with endless talents who finished his stint in WWE in grand fashion. Jeff, as are none of us, isn't perfect, and I only hope this matter can be resolved quickly and efficiently so Jeff can move on with his life in a healthy and positive way. Jeff Hardy is innocent until proven guilty, as there is likely much more to this matter than we know at this time," unquote.
Yes, and I've taken a look into the sentencing laws for the crimes that Jeff is being sentenced, and If he is found guilty of the trafficking law alone...
In North Carolina. Now, this is federal, or is this North Carolina law you went
through? Federal.
Okay.
His career is over. Because that carries with it an automatic felony life sentence.
Wow. Okay. So, there are many questions, as Nikki so aptly put. One, what does this say to the for the wellness policy?
It doesn't, well, let's be honest, it doesn't say much about the wellness policy, mainly because he was busted on this after his departure from WWE and had 2 months after, well, about 2.5 weeks to maybe get all of this stuff back, to get all this stuff maybe again or build up on what was a small stockpile at the time, which nobody would have considered as criminal. I'm just talking about the Soma, which is legal by prescription.
Well, yes, because I take them for my muscle. I have taken Soma and do take Soma because I have back problems. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And it's a very powerful muscle relaxant. The question is, though, I'm just saying, aren't we back to where we were during the Chris Benoit night in 2007?
The answer would be no.
Why not?
Because you left out one important, because there is one important crux in between comparing Benoit and Jeff Hardy.
Which is?
Murder.
Yeah, nobody said yet.
No, Robert. You don't get where I'm going, okay? Jeff Hardy, honestly speaking, let's try and put the logical pieces together. You don't get 262 Vicodin prescription pills or 180 Soma pills without a friendly doctor writing the script. A la Dr. Astin.
Hmm.
So what I'm saying to you is that we have taken a major step backward.
The fact that Jeff Hardy is no longer with the company is kind of irrelevant because he's only been gone 2 weeks. So he's still fresh in a lot of people's minds.
Yeah, I was watching SmackDown and Punk brought him up quite a few times, even calling him the charismatic enabler. Oh, God.
Yes.
Talk about prophetic right there.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty much what, you know, Punk said that last week in Cleveland. And when he came out in the Hardy, in all of his Hardy regalia, there's a running joke in the IWC that, you know, Punk actually got on the phone and said, hey, you want to go check this guy's house out?
number one, it really puts the WWE, the WWE wellness policy in a very bad light, an incredibly bad light, because if Jeff Hardy had this in his stash at home, right, and honestly speaking, do you really think it took him just 2 weeks to get that? Probably
not. It's quite possible.
Possible but not probable.
Yeah. Okay. Either he worked around the tests because he didn't fail the third one, or in some way, or actually, Nikki, explain what you explained to me about the legality of the prescriptions.
Oh.
Regarding, say, Rey Mysterio versus, that's what you said, about the legal prescription, that sort of thing.
Oh, what did I say? Now I'm drawing a blank.
You're talking about the idea that Rey Mysterio had 24, that Jeff Hardy's reasoning for this might be the fact that all these prescriptions are legal.
Well, in the case of Vicodin, if he can come up with the paperwork, that charge is going to be dropped right away, because as long as you've got the paperwork, it's no big deal. And something else I did come across, Some doctors will go ahead and prescribe you a larger amount over a longer period of time.
Because it's cheaper.
Yeah, it is. Whether you have insurance or not, it's still cheaper to buy in bulk even for something like this.
Correct.
The steroids, that's a little out there. The cocaine, they said it was residual. So there probably wasn't enough. There probably wasn't enough in the house. You know, it got a mention, but is it on the list of charges, Rob?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And opium, that's out there. Who does opium anymore?
apparently, Jeff Hardy does, allegedly.
Go ahead.
We're all talking about.
I had to break out the Jim Rome, but allegedly.
Yes. I mean, now. Now, it really puts a bad light on a wellness policy. What does it do for Jeff Hardy?
I can guarantee you right now that he's not going to be setting foot in WWE ever again. I'll guarantee you that right now.
Never's a strong word, and I only have to look at Daryl Strawberry to know that it doesn't matter how bad, it doesn't matter how bad and how many drugs you're on, somebody's going to forgive you if you can make them enough money. Jeff, however, if he ends up in jail, if all this stuff sticks, it's not going to matter. He's fucked. He's gone. It's over, and that is a horrible, horrible thought. But Jeff brought this on himself. I've defended him for too long, and I can't defend him on this.
Neither can I. It's look, we thought that Jeff Hardy was reborn over the past 18 months.
No.
Unfortunately, it doesn't look that way. And
I think it's time for some real tough love. It's time to put him behind some steel bars.
If it's true, remember, allegedly here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're convicting him before the evidence is there. It doesn't look good. Don't get me wrong. But remember, innocent until proven guilty here.
Okay? It finally gets through to you, Jason.
What'd you say?
It finally got through to you.
Look, I agree with Rob. He's in trouble. He's in deep trouble right now.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, I don't know if this is a wake-up call or not for him.
Should be.
Should have been a
wake-up
call.
He needs to take a look at his life right now and says, this sticks. My life is over. I'm not going to be able to eat at a McDonald's ever again. I'm not going to be able to even watch wrestling anymore again.
First of all, I mean, we've monopolized the conversation. VRM and Carl, what do you guys think of this whole thing?
And Josh.
Josh.
Hi.
Sorry, Josh. Anybody?
I've really got nothing.
Okay.
I'm just sad for Jeff. Like, he should know better. I hope it isn't true, but if it is, yeah, as you guys said, his career is over. He won't be out for at least 20 years, if not longer. Because, correct me if I'm wrong, Rob, but that is 20 years, I mean, life in prison with the possibility of parole or without?
It would be with parole, but yeah, it would be after 20 years.
Yeah. He would be in jail if he were thrown in today until he's at least 52 years old.
Yeah,
I've got nothing else.
It's insane.
Yeah, and right now, chance for acquittal is like nil.
Very, very close to nil.
This was stunning. I mean, it's stunning in its stupidity. Because because look at what he is right now. The number one face in the company. Fuck John Cena, excuse my language, but that's the truth. Okay.
French is legal.
What?
French is legal.
Now, I know French is legal, but he was the number one merch guy in the company, most popular with the kids, which is also the saddest part of them all. You know, I'm not usually part of this, you know, sort of liberal, new agey, namby-pamby sort of bullshit, But the idea is that look at all the kids who looked up to him. Look at all the kids who bought his merch. Look at all the kids who bought the T-shirts, the DVDs. He let them down. I think he let themselves down. I mean, he let himself down more than anything else. But you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm usually not one for this particular role model sort of thing. But especially in the climate of the marketing to children, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the guy, him and John Cena and Rey Mysterio were the three guys who they were building their marketing program on. And one of
and
them
now did, two out of the three are, well, not in the best of light. Jeff, we know, Rey Mysterio just got popped, and he's now 30 days on the bench without pay.
Yeah, but I still would like to look further in the whole issue with his paperwork.
I'm not worried about. Rey, I think, is going to survive this. Rey is not going to have a problem. Hardy is the one that's the problem. Hardy's the big problem.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to what Nikki said, guys. VRM, Jason, Carl.
Okay.
Can you three hear me?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Carl? Guess not.
Still... Okay.
I guess he's not going through. Magic Jack. Let's just say Jeff Hardy, it all goes to trial. And more than likely, it will probably go to trial.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happens to Matt and Gregory Helms, Jeff Hardy's most biggest watchdog so far? Josh?
Oh, boy. If this does go through completely, I fully expect both of their careers to be pretty much clipped. They will be in a much less pronounced role in the WWE, if not released, depending on how deep they are into this whole mess.
VRM?
Yeah, if any evidence comes out that in any way implicates them in doing anything related to this, I mean, even just trying to help cover it up or something, I'd have to say that they're going to be at least relegated to permanent mid-card, if not permanent jobber status. I don't see Matt Hardy getting a world title again, even though if you count the ECW title as a world title. I don't see... And actually, you know, what I do see, though, is at minimum, they'll be automatically on strike two.
Carl, what do you have to say about this?
Okay, he's not on, I guess.
Hello?
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Sorry, can I say a quick fuck you to Blog Talk Radio right quick?
Yes.
Okay.
You did it.
Okay.
So, what you...
Honestly, guys, if I comment on the situation, it'll probably enable me getting kicked off the air, so I'd rather not.
Carl, you're not going to get kicked off the air.
No, I'm serious, Rob.
Dead
serious. It would probably land me in trouble.
You're really upset on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to say this, though. Nice fucking job. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, we'll have more details on all of this in the next few shows, because I just think we've only scratched the surface.
Oh, yeah.
This
broke today. We got a lot more coming.
Oh, yeah. And now I would like to play what was going to be the full open to tonight's show. Buckle in, guys.
and gal.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
All right.
Carl knows what I'm talking about. I wish the other
Typho
were here to listen to this.
Here it comes! From the Blog Talk Radio studios in cyberspace, Internet Radio's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes, the fabulous 60-minute NAWC Price is Right! Jason Block, come on down! Nikki Heyman, come on down! VRM, come on down! And Typho, come on down!
Good God!
You are the first four contestants on the NAWC Price is Right! And now, here is the star of the NAWC Price is Right, Rob Barker!
Oh, God! I gotta tell you guys, first of all, number one, to hear my name actually being called down, even though I never will in real life, is about the most thrilling thing possible. Now...
And I thank you and welcome to the NAWC Price is Right. I thank you for that wonderful welcome. And once again, I'd like to thank Jim Williams, who does all of our intros.
Yes, thank you, Jim. That was awesome. That was great.
Beautiful.
That was a great job.
Epic.
Because
you gave a win.
That was a win, and let me tell you something. If that was even close to what we saw Monday night, Monday night was freaking awesome. It was a win.
I'd like to quote Nikki Heyman here from what she told me in a message. I was talking to her during the first about 10 minutes of the show. She said that I was tripping the light marktastic.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay. As a game show fan, the people at the WWE got the elements right, okay? They got the contestants row thing right. They had Barker with the long microphone, he did his entrance, and the fans popped for it like mad.
How cool was it to hear the Fink again?
Yes, Fink was great. And it was the pop and the whole opening segment with Chris Jericho, just being a total jerk off. And it was beautiful. It was beautiful to watch. And Barker was in his element and he was on point. And there were at least three wrestlers who posted twit pics of themselves with Barker being absolute doofuses.
And those three doofuses would be Chris Jericho, Evan Bourne, and Kofi Kingston.
Yes.
Wait a minute. They actually had the Jamaican version of The Price is Right?
Yes, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And it would be called...
If you want to count...
What is it?
Howard Finkel on WWE Universe, so he took one as well.
Oh, okay.
Oh, thank God!
You know what?
One for being Hot Roddy. I love the coat.
You know, not to slight Rich Fields, but how cool would it have been on The Price is Right to hear the Fink every day?
I don't know. No, but for the moment that they did, first of all, what they did was they balanced it right. They didn't make Barker get physical, except with Chavo Guerrero, which was fine, for what it was. It was beautiful. Him getting karate chop. Okay.
I would have loved to have seen a Chuck Norris cameo appearance.
That would have been fun. But, and again, another great line. I have two words for you, spin it, which was just absolutely great.
Yeah.
And, everything about the Barker segments worked. They just really did. And also, you had a great match with MVP and Jericho, which you really did. Okay.
Yes, sadly, poor old Chris Jericho doesn't get to go to Hawaii.
Nor does Chavo get a... although, it was very interesting, though, if you read the prize copy of the Corvette, they mentioned leather interior. As you know, Paul Parker is a very big animal rights advocate.
Yeah.
Oops.
Forgot to mention California emissions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's what happens when Randy Orton does something in California. Anyway. Anyway.
What's the sound I'm looking for?
I hope it's a win.
No.
You're right. It's not.
Woo! Anyway, how cool was it to hear the losing horns twice on Raw? That was so
cool.
In-house version of it.
Yes, an in-house.
You know, I hate to put on the Chris Lemon ass hat.
Oh, no. Come on.
Oh, you got.
That sounded more like the Blockbusters 80 Louis theme than the Precious Drake theme. All right.
Oh, shut.
Sparky, can you burn this hat, please? And...
Thank you.
Thank you.
Because it was fun.
It was fun. I loved it. I should have gotten that. I'm going to get it on tape Saturday.
I've got a few words for you guys. I told you so.
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're right. Because he was in his element, and the thing was, you had a balance of the wrestlers respecting him and he respecting the wrestlers. Okay? He didn't shit on the product. They didn't shit on him, and it all worked.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big thing. And, of course, okay, Santino Marella marking out for the Bella Twins in, by the way, a very non-PG bikini, by the way. That was not a PG bikini, thank you very much.
You mean like the bikinis that you currently see on the Prices Right?
I'm sorry?
You mean like the bikinis you currently see on the Prices Right?
Yeah.
Host, which starts its new season
September
Friday.
21st. No, so the Friday is the last episode of season 37, and Monday is season 38, Monday, September 21st, which is also, by the way, Lillian Garcia's last day. She tweeted so.
You know what I'd love to see on Raw next week? You know, Michael Cole and King go to say, well, would we know who the next guest host is? Because normally they announce it a week in advance. Lillian then announces on the loud mic that, guys, I'm going to be the next guest host of Raw, and it's for a very special reason.
That would be cool. I'd like to, you know what? That wouldn't be bad.
No, it wouldn't be bad. Actually,
nice
I'd approve of that.
That would
be, yeah.
You know, give
That'd
her,
be a nice send-off.
That would, you know, give her the guest host, bit. For her last show, the whole nine yards. That would be cool because, you know, the decade diva, the whole nine, you know what? Why not? I think that would be a great idea, honestly. Great idea.
And,
yeah.
Now, speaking of divas.
Yes?
It's time for me to put on my doctor hat.
Uh-oh.
No.
Jason, remind me to return this hat to Chico.
Not a problem.
Okay.
It's not a Dr. Mario hat.
Nice. When.
Thank you.
Any mention from Dr. Mario gets a win.
And by the way, you are now Dr. whatever your zip code is, because you're going to have to do some plastic surgery.
Oh boy.
Yeah. Let me see on the docket. I am treating Mickey James, a.k.a. Alexis Lari, mid-20s, suffering from China syndrome.
Uh-oh.
Flat tire?
Yep.
Yeah.
During a house show, she ruptured one of her implants, and thus that explains why she wasn't on TV. Now we have more news to talk about in the category of injured divas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's
all right, BRM, Josh, Nikki, Jason, Carl, get your hands on your singling buttons. It's time to play Jeopardy.
Okay.
This diva, who was recently cited with Jeremy Piven, is wrestling with a broken leg.
Someone
Kelly Kelly. What is Kelly Kelly?
That is correct, sir.
Ding.
And congratulations, Charles Schneer. You have outbuzzed Jason Brock, which means you get all of his game show winnings, which total $200,000, give or take $10,000 or so.
Thanks. But,
now, all that can get you, like, one Super Bowl ticket or something.
So, what is she? Yeah, she's working with a bum knee, right?
True.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's working, so that's why she didn't wrestle. She was Barker's assistant.
Yeah.
I thought that was Mendez.
No.
Mendez was the Barker's. Mendez was the Barker's beauty. Kelly was the assistant backstage.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bella Twins were the models for the hot tub, the Corvette, and the that trip to Hawaii.
Yeah.
Wow. But yeah. Ouch. Not fun.
You know. Looking at all the injuries that's been going on the Raw side, which includes both faces.
What do you mean both faces? Oh, you mean the Raw Divas side?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have a feeling that means the only legitimate face left is Gail Kim.
For the moment, yes.
Yeah.
And
I have the you know what I'd like to do now? Looking at all of the divas on both Raw and SmackDown's rosters, I think it's time to have at Hell in a Cell, bragging rights emerge.
Emerge? Damn it.
Mm.
I don't think so. No.
What I would do is have the Divas Champion and the Women's Champion fight each other. The winner merges both belts and goes on what Chris Jericho and the Big Show do.
That wouldn't necessarily, you know what, that wouldn't be a bad idea.
No, that I can get behind.
Anything
to get rid of that damn butterfly belt.
The butterfly belt would be the one to go.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. Because honestly, the fact that Jericho and Big Show have moved on to all three shows have elevated the tag title belts and made it important. Even though Big Show and Mark Henry, yuck. But we'll get to that with the pick-ems, which I believe are happening soon. Yes? No? Or are we doing?
Yeah, in a few minutes, actually.
Okay.
Who watched TNA Thursday night?
I did. And
shockingly, I did.
And you know what? It was good.
We all did. America
didn't.
Not me. America didn't because it was football.
Yeah.
Oh,
by the way, that third game rocked.
By the way, did TNA
in
the second half.
Mm-hmm.
Although the Madden curse reared its ugly head.
Yep. Palmolo out 6 weeks.
Poor Palmolo.
Yeah.
Larry
Fitzgerald,
ex-target.
Yeah, I bet you he's just like, I'm not playing. I'm just sitting here.
No, he's playing.
No. Anquan Bolden and the second guy, you know, and the third guy, he'll just sit. No, he's resting for about 3 weeks. He's in the NFC West. Give me a break.
Don't sleep on the Seahawks this year, Jason.
Okay.
Hasselbeck is rejuvenized. We got Hushmanzada. We got Deion Branch healthy. We got John freaking Carlson, who kicked ass last year.
Uh-huh.
If they stay healthy.
If they stay healthy, they've got a possibility.
No, they got it locked.
Oh, good. Okay.
Good Lord, here we go. I'll be over here.
Man, welcome to Seahawks Mark Radio.
Hey now! You know what, Jason? For that, you get this.
Come on, man. It's all in fun.
Because I'm the farthest thing from a Seahawk mark. That's Tim Connolly, by the way, since we're on the game show.
All right, fine. Dude, okay.
Oh, boy.
I'm just saying that because the Cardinals will suffer from the Super Bowl loser jinx.
Uh-huh.
The 49ers aren't there yet, and the Rams fucking suck.
That's true.
Pretty much it, yeah.
That is true. I will say this, though. Do not sleep on the Bears this year in the NFC.
The Bears.
The Bears. And by the
way,
Jay
Cutler and all that.
Yep. Well, we'll see. And by the way, the Lions will win 4 games this year.
Really? I got it at 3.
I'm saying 2.
I got it at 4. I got it at 5, actually.
And I mean, I would love to see a Giants-Jets Super Bowl, but, you know.
Jason,
don't think so, sir.
All of New York and New Jersey would love to see a Giants-Jets Super Bowl.
Yes, but let's face it. The odds
of the point.
Yes, guys, but the odds of that are like a Trivial Pursuit America plays getting renewed for a second season.
Not happening. No, I mean, honestly, I would. I mean, the Giants have a better shot of getting to the Super Bowl. I think that the Patriots are going to be back in a big way this year. The cream of the AFC is going to be the cream of the AFC. I think the Texans might surprise, but we'll see. It's going to be a fun Sunday, man. Fun season.
Yes, it will be a fun Sunday. And I'll speak.
What is
Chris?
What has he got?
For the Super Bowl, he's got the Chargers and the Eagles.
Oh, what is this? Okay. Yeah, okay. When
all right, the Eagles I could understand. Actually, no, the Chargers I could understand. The Eagles now,
yeah.
going through the NFC with the Panthers and the Falcons and
the,
that's
potentially
not
the Cowboys.
Anyway.
Yeah, no way. First of all, as I've always said, Donovan McNabb is the most overrated quarterback in the NFL, period. Okay? Always
He's
has
brittle.
Been, always will be. Had gotten to 4.
Now you add Michael Vick to the equation, and you have yet another overrated quarterback.
Yeah.
I still don't understand why he got his job back, but that's just me.
Yes, I know. Your kids do not approve.
Oh, no, they don't mind what Vic did to the dogs.
Oh, whoa!
Oh,
wow! Wow! Okay, the opinions expressed do not necessarily agree with the head of the North American Wrestling Connection. So.
Yes, they do!
Conclusions, ladies and gentlemen.
We're going to get the phone call.
Let them call, because
good God.
I got some bats and some hamburgers with their names on them. Just eat them right in front of them.
Yes, please.
Moving on.
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Let's do.
Everybody on three. 1, 2, 3. Younger than Vince McMahon.
Oh,
I'm shot.
Wow.
But yeah, we miss you. We miss you, Paul. Boy, does wrestling miss you.
Take over Ring of Honor.
Yeah.
Oh, Pauline, you need to go see your boys. Go to Viking Hall next weekend for American Lucha Corps. Sammy Callahan's got something that will make you weep with joy.
Eric Bischoff's head on a silver platter?
God.
Not quite that good. But a big group of indie guys who remember.
Yeah, there you go.
Understand. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be there one way or the other.
Oh, I know you'd love to work there, don't you?
No.
I know Sammy Callahan, and at worst, I'm going to have a front row seat. At best, I'm going to have a microphone. I'll let you know.
Oh, damn.
All righty.
Oh, that's great.
And speaking of innovators and stuff like that, like Paul Heyman,
woo-hoo.
I have decided to copy WrestleCrap.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Since this is the game show episode, I have brought along a new game show site.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Okay, yeah, talk about this. This is cool.
Yes. You know how WrestleCrap is the worst of professional wrestling?
Yeah.
I'm bringing you the worst in game shows.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I'm giving you game show garbage. The worst in game show history. We'll have it all. Bad hosts, bad shows, bad moments, even bad contestants. Quote, this website will be good contestant free, like Jason Block, and bad contestant full, like Lacey from Hell's Kitchen 5.
Oh, boy.
You can all visit this site at gsgarbage.occrew.net. That is gsgarbage@occrew.net.
And the link will be in the podcast show notes.
Probably not.
And ten points to anyone who can correctly identify who's hosting that.
That would be that guy right there. Carl Schneer is hosting it.
Yes.
Okay. Carl
yep.
Schneer. Okay. Game show garbage.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool beat.
Mm-hmm.
And our you know how WrestleCrap has the Gooker?
Yes.
You know who we have?
Who?
I'll give you one hint, Jason. me. You win!
Oh, my God, it's Patrick Wayne.
Yep. You should see one of the pictures I have on here. I found a clip of the Monte Carlo show, which you hosted before Tic-Tac-Doe.
Good God.
It's up now, by the way.
Yep.
Game
it was originally supposed to be uploaded today, but we uploaded it 2 days earlier because we were bored.
Yeah, and I didn't catch the date on there, so
Yeah. Blame
me.
And next week's induction, we're looking at American Gladiators, probably one of the worst gladiators of all time.
Oh, and here I thought you were going to go with...
Remind me next week.
And here I thought you were going to go after the WWE belt guy from Price is Right.
Uno, dos,
no!
Dos.
Because that guy is special, along with a few other idiots from this year. Because as WrestleCrap has the Good Girl Award, we have the Patrick Wayne Award.
Oh, God.
For the worst in game shows from this year. Now we're talking calendar year, not TV season year, because
this
that'd get too confusing. And I'll tell you right now, that WWE belt guy is in the running.
Oh, good. Yes.
Big time.
Good.
And like WrestleCrap, in December we're going to have the forums up. We're going to have a vote, and whoever gets the most votes gets the honor, which means I get to suffer through the most pain. Makes me honor Artie Reynolds even more.
Yep.
And by the way, I'd like to say thank you, Blade Braxton, for giving me the inspiration for this idea, talking to each other on the phone. And by the way, yes, I agree with you, Kari War is fucking hot.
Thank you, Remote Control, I think, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And since we have about 18 minutes left that we have to suffer through, at least for the next pay-per-view pick-ems.
Well, don't worry, it's short, only 6 matches.
so far.
Well, yeah. This is what we're going to go with now.
Yes, remote control, great show. Just great show. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. You just wish you would have been on it, didn't you, Jason?
I was too young back then, I think.
And yet you got on Turn It Up.
Because I auditioned and I did well. Eh.
No, I'm saying that because you were old enough to get on Turn It Up, but you weren't old enough to get on Remote Control. Wasn't Turn It Up on the same time as Remote Control? Like
I think there was a cancellation because Turn It Up was on in 1990. I can quickly check as we're looking.
All right, but you know, if anybody could find Jason Block's episode of Turn It Up, please let us know.
I actually have it.
I saw two episodes of Turn It Up on YouTube. That should have had a longer run.
Yeah, I agree. Totally.
Come on, Ted. Get it through your head. Just find the old girl said, turn it up.
Here it is. It was from 87 till 90.
Yeah, and so, Turn It Up was like 90 to 91.
Yeah, exactly. So the original broadcast run was December 87 to December 91. But it was original premise was there.
Yeah.
So
let's talk about WWE Breaking Point. There was originally 7 matches, but in WWE's Infinite Wisdom, we were pulled from a John Morrison, Dolph Ziggler Intercontinental title match.
Ooh.
Yeah, there should be something that says for that.
So as of right now, we only have 6 matches.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be...
Go ahead.
8 points.
Okay.
Great Khali versus Kane to start it off.
Oh, God.
Oh, boy.
In a Singapore-Kane match. Oh, did I forget? All Breaking Point matches are submission matches.
I thought only the main events were.
I
was making that clarification on Superstars and tonight on SmackDown. That only the big matches were submission only.
Okay.
Just
what
saying.
What matches were submission only?
All of them? No,
John
not all of them. Apparently not all of them.
It's John Cena and...
Only 3 out of 6.
Yeah, John Cena, the CM Punk Undertaker, and the DX. That's the best
Can
anywhere.
Okay, I see him up top. 6 matches, 8 points each. Khali versus Kane, I got my finger on the dinger. I'm just going to say that right now. Josh, we'll start with you.
All right, the match is Khali Kane.
Yeah.
Push the dinger.
Give her. DRM.
Last time I picked the match, it got me the title. This time, fuck it. I don't care.
Jason Block, do you care?
Actually, I do. You all can... May your mother smell of elderberries. Anyway,
She already does.
I actually think that Khali is going to get the better... this week, Khali got the better of Kane on SmackDown, correct?
Yeah.
Yes.
Therefore, Kane will win the Singapore-Kane match. Kane wins.
How ironic. Nikki?
I also care about this match because I should have voted the last time. You just drive pickle wagon! Anyway... But Khali with momentum, Kane wins.
Carl.
How many dingers have we had so far, Rob?
2.
Okay, I got 2 towels in front of me. I'm going to take the number 4.
That's an F?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll take towel number 9.
Okay.
The U!
There you go.
For $500 in the bonus jackpot, I'll take the U. Is it who the fuck cares? Yeah,
exactly.
Scrabble 93 should have had a longer run. Mark Henry and MVP versus Jericho and Show. 2-point match here. As if you guys had a choice. Who wins, who gets pinned? Carl.
Okay, so on the winning side, it doesn't matter who pins?
Yeah.
All right. Unfortunately, they're going to continue with the trend of Jericho and Show going each show. I'm going to say that MVP gets pinned.
Nikki?
I'm pretty much on the same vibe. Serious Show wins, and MVP will be pinned.
Jason?
Same deal. Show and Jericho win, MVP gets pinned.
VRM?
As above.
Nice touch. Josh?
Are we going to be breaking out the brooms here? I mean,
yes.
Seriously.
Help yourself.
Sweep.
All right.
ECW Championship match, Christian versus William Regal with the Monster Squad. Or what are they called again? What's the name of the team of Jackson and Roundtable Kozlov?
Roundtable or thereabouts.
Huh?
Ruthless
Regal's
Roundtable.
Okay.
I like that name, personally.
Yeah.
Although the United Nations of Domination works so much better.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
Yes, we just need Farouk to come back to represent Africa.
Yo.
Damn.
Or maybe Kofi.
Maybe he, no, he's too over as a face. Yeah, Hart Dynasty, that works. Canada. Christian versus William Regal. Who wins, Josh?
I am actually going to go for a bit of an upset. Regal wins.
VRM.
I'm in the same boat as Josh here. I think this is going to last longer than 6 seconds. That I know. But I think it's about damn time that Regal has one of the three major titles. Regal wins.
I thought he had one of the three major titles. I thought he had the Intercontinental title.
No, we're talking A belt.
Oh.
Even if ECW is the A-minus belt.
Okay, Jason?
You got room in the boat for me, because I believe Regal is going to win this, because Regal is going to front the Monster, you know, the Ruthless Roundtable. They need the belt holder to front them.
Nikki?
I think I'm just going to go swim with the fishes. Christian by disqualification.
Wow. Carl?
Christian loses. Rigo.
I like Rigo that.
Rigo will win.
Sorry, William Regal, not even Sir William and Jeeves can help you now. And whoever gets the Sir William reference, God bless you. You're a bigger nerd than I am.
Why, thank you.
Which actually turns people on, by the way. I can't understand why. Christian wins,
oh,
by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Bring out the bugs.
Yay.
Are we ever?
Bring out the big wheel.
Bring out the tank.
Yes, bring out the tank.
Oh, we can't do that. We don't have enough money.
The big wheel with a buzzer.
Well, they're in Montreal. They might not be able to get one.
No, we just have Gordon Pepper and his hamsters.
Well, yeah,
with
the
news chopper or something.
It's the chopper.
The chopper, live, local, and
breaking.
Yeah.
Yeah, King News.
We got 6 minutes. Let's do it.
Yes. Oh, by the way, you can get all these jokes at GameShowNewsNet.com. We got to get Gordon to start pinning us, Jason. You know,
yeah,
like a pin or something.
Yes, I know.
DX versus Cody Rhodes and Ted DiBiase. Same rules apply to the tag championship match. Who wins and who gives up? Carl.
Where's the tank we need?
Oh, wow.
DX is going to win, and unfortunately, Dusty Boy there is going to get pinned. Rhodes.
Nikki.
DX for sure. Cody's tapping out is probably the one that's going to be counted, but I see simultaneous submissions.
Oh, wait. Submissions, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Let me rephrase this. He'll tap.
Yeah.
Cody taps. Yeah.
Me? DX wins, and Ted DiBiase makes the submission when Cody Rhodes walks out on Legacy.
DRM.
Interesting.
I'm just curious, what submissions does Legacy have in their repertoire?
The Million Dollar Dream. And I'm sure Cody's got a figure four leg lock in him.
Yeah, well, I'm going to go DX by stereo figure fours.
Josh.
I will pick DX to beat the crap out of Legacy. Cody Rhodes taps.
And all of you are completely wrong. You
oh, really?
Still have an X Factor. His name is Brett. Brett DiBiase.
They're just going to throw him out a window.
They're
going to
screw over this match so bad. Legacy is going to win. And it's going to be Shawn Michaels being passed out. And Cody's going to take Shawn Michaels' arm. And the referee's going to be dazed. And he's going to see Michaels' arm hitting some pavement. The referee's going to go, ugh, ding, ding. Legacy's going to win, and Michaels is going to tap. Meh.
All right.
God knows we just got last place again. We got Randy Orton versus John Cena in a I Quit match. Josh.
Orton retains.
DRM.
Pay-per-view plus Cena equals can't count out. Plus
Jason.
He's won this match. Cena's won this match how many times?
Cena will never quit on a pay-per-view. They have to finish it in Hell in a Cell. Cena wins.
Nikki.
I Quit and street fights are Cena's best matches. They're not going to make Cena look bad here. Cena wins.
Carl.
No, over the last couple of times we did this, I've always taken the half point. I'm not going to do that this time. I Quit matches with John Cena. He ain't never going to quit. John Cena wins the title.
John Cena's going to win the title. That's right.
Wow, I'm alone here. Probably where I'm going to lose, too. So, yeah.
And then we got CM Punk versus The Undertaker in an I Quit match also.
Oh,
quickly.
That's right.
Quickly, Carl.
It's actually a submission match.
Yeah, submission match.
Speaking of submissions, The Undertaker has only tapped out once officially in any matches in his career. Undertaker wins the belt.
Nikki.
Undertaker.
Jason.
Undertaker.
VRM.
Go-Go Gadget Plata.
Now that's a good one.
Fully deserved.
Josh.
Go, Gadget, go, world.
Taker. I got Punk winning.
What?
What?
And there's probably where
you fail.
Lose the belt.
Fail.
And you fail.
And fight.
No, thank you.
Well, actually, you know what? I'm just going to let Jim Ross tell you all.
Go to hell.
Wow.
And with that said, this is Robert Sullivan telling you, help can control the legacy population. have your Randy Orton spayed and neutered.
Yes, sir.
Good. God, that's
bye, everybody.
Good night. Bye.
Good night.
Now, wasn't that fun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, Josh, I hope you visit the site.
Game show garbage?
GS garbage.
Gee,
I have a few times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I've been there a few times.
Would you guys like to know who the next induction is going to be? The toss-up between two gladiators.
I would guess,
you know,
Malibu from season one.
He's one of the choices.
And is the other Viper from seasons 4 through 6?
Just season 4, and you're right.
Oh, I thought it was longer.
Actually,
nope, season 4.
And here I thought it was going to be uno, dos, adios.
Rob, he actually debuted in the season 3 championship.
Yeah.
That's true.
Oh, that's right.
Yep.
In a smaller form at that time.
Yep. Yeah, wasn't that Bam Bam versus Ortega for the finals?
Yes, that
was.
That?
Yeah.
Yeah, finals.
Mm-hmm.
Where Bam Bam barely
finish.
Lost.
Mm-hmm.
0.02 seconds.
Actually, I thought it was 0.04.
It was 48.86 against 48.88.
Okay, yeah, 0.02.
I'm a nerd like that.
Who do you think would win a straight-up eliminator final? Mark Ortega? Or Two Scoops?
Two scoops would make it 10,000% easier. And also whip Ortega's ass. He would, yeah, if it was the season 3 eliminator instead of the one that Two Scoops had, Two Scoops probably would have blazed through it in less than 40 seconds. Probably 38.
I'll tell you one better. I'll go say 30 flat.
Mm. Isn't he in jail nowadays?
Two Scoops? Oh, that is right. And this is awesome as Toledo is absolutely kicking 10 types of butt on Colorado still. 44.
He's out of bounds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, barely. Sure,
yeah,
still Colorado ball, but keeping it away from Colorado, always a good day.
Yeah.
Next week's show, we're going to have a food chain.
Okay,
uh-oh.
What's the food chain about?
Raw guest hosts.
Okay.
Mm.
That will be interesting.
Speaking of which.
Because, yeah, number one's too obvious for me. Too obvious.
Yeah.
Just because you have
a
picture of him doesn't count.
What?
Just because you have a picture of the number one doesn't count.
Bob Barker? What?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Ted Sr.
No. No. Not talking about Ted Sr. I'm talking Barker. He made me giddy for Raw for the first time in years.
I hope I
so how much
you want
to bet anybody from Envision doesn't listen to this show?
I think I'm the only one that actually goes there that's on the show.
Goes where?
Envision
the game show forum.
Yeah, you're pretty much the only one because I don't even
know
that.
I know Jason doesn't.
Yet he groaned when I mentioned Chris Lemon.
Yes. Okay, Cupid's running away with their sight because of him.
But yeah, if you guys haven't heard already, well, during the pre-show today, I had the opportunity to be with Mr. DiBiase for about 10 hours on Saturday and Sunday. He was pretty much a gentleman. I don't even know what to say. He was so great. Nice guy. Told some awesome stories about his past, including, well, him, his father-in-law getting him a hoe. The garden tool. And yes, the bride-to-be, now the missus, did make a crack at that, and she made Ted laugh.
Yeah.
All right.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, also, one other kicker. I was on the side of the road with Ted DiBiase, and the car was out of fuel.
Ooh.
Mm. Don't worry, it was an easy one, done and over with, because all we needed to do is, well, the bride and groom had to go get some more gas, just a gallon tank from the nearby sicko, and then when they actually got to a legitimate gas station, Ted paid for the gas, full tank. Class act.
Did he pay it with a $100 bill?
No, credit card.
Oh.
Oh. Wow.
Sadly, paper isn't such a good way to go anymore. Plastic works so much better. Oh, yeah. There is one other thing. You know how the song goes, everyone's got a price and everyone's going to pay?
Yeah.
His is $3,500 plus expenses.
Damn.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Tonight's game has just become the latest game played in Glass Bowl history. Thank God I'm not there
okay.
right now. Because, yeah, I came from the Glass Bowl about 10:15 to come back to the apartment to do this podcast.
Well,
by the way, do you guys want to listen to the intro again?
Go right ahead,
sure.
Rob.
Although I'm not in there. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You're disqualified for knowing the announcer.
I better be somewhere in that crowd, sir.
You are.
Because I will eat somebody's children. Wait. I'm not Mike Tyson.
He returns from the Blog Talk Radio studios in cyberspace. Internet radio's most exciting hour of fantastic prizes. The fabulous 60-minute NAWC Price is Right. Jason Block, come on down. Nikki. Come on down! And Typho, come on down!
And I wish Typho were here.
You are the first four contestants on the NAWC Price is Right! And now, here is the star of the NAWC Price is Right, Rob Barker!
By the way, I forgot to play something on the show.
Yeah.
What?
This.
Yeah, take a look. It's an intro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we also did forget about something this week on in wrestling. Rory Fargo, genitals exposed to the world.
I think it's best that we don't mention that.
Well, it's too late now.
And I think it's too late for this show.
Yeah.
By the way. Right,
and I'm posting like Hulk Hogan, brother.
Yeah.
Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll say then Robert Seidelman saying, help control the game show people population. Have your Zach Horns and Chris Lemon spayed or neutered. Good night, everybody.
Go away, Patrick.
Oh, my.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.